The Iditarod race marshal is calling the death of a dropped dog in Unalakleet this year one of the worst tragedies in the race's history. The Iditarod Trail Committee has since launched an investigation into what happened. They're working with the dog's owner to develop better dog care standards for the future. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
Over the last week, Iditarod Race Marshal and Director Mark Nordman has been in discussions with the race's head veterinarian, as well as rookie musher Paige Drobny, about what could have been done to prevent the death of Drobny's dog, Dorado.
You know, right now I still stand by our program. I stand by my head vet. It's something that we have to learn from. Anytime you have something tragic like this, you got to learn from it.
When Drobny pulled her team into the Unalakleet checkpoint more than 700 miles into the race, she knew she had to leave Dorado behind.
Well, Dorado had been sort of stiff on his front end since Ofer. I had vets check him over, and they couldn't find anything wrong with him. He started to, just get a little bit stiffer as it went on. He wasn't having as good of a time anymore, so I just decided in Unalakleet that he didn't need to go anymore.
Dorado was scheduled to fly back to Anchorage with a group of other dropped dogs, but high winds and blowing snow grounded commercial flights, and more than 130 dogs remained in the checkpoint for more than 3 days. The majority of the dogs were moved inside, but Dorado was among 30 that were not. On the morning of March 15th, Dorado was found buried in drifted snow. Preliminary necropsy results show the dog died from asphyxiation. Since news of the death broke, the Iditarod Trail Committee, or ITC, has faced scrutiny about the organization's ability to provide quality dog care along more than 900 miles of remote trail between Anchorage and Nome. Some of that scrutiny has come from mushers, including Paige Drobny.
I did a great job taking care of my dogs. You know, the vets that are out there are doing their best, but I don't know them all. There was a lot of them.
Race logistics along the Iditarod Trail are complicated. Nearly all of the checkpoints are accessible only by air. It's difficult to move more than 40 veterinarians around so they can see dog teams repeatedly.
I don't know even if I saw one vet twice. I mean, and because it's my first year, I didn't know any of those vets, and so I didn't get to develop a relationship with any of them.
With the exception of the head veterinarian, all race vets are volunteers. They do have to apply for the position, and they must be licensed. They also attend a series of trainings and workshops hosted by the ITC prior to the race. Mark Nordman says paying vets may not make a difference.
So I wouldn't say that paid veterinarians are going to be any better than they would not. In my opinion, they would not be better, because these people are here for the passion of the event and the dogs.
The ITC released a list of three major changes they'll implement to improve care for dropped dogs. They plan to build boxes to house dogs in the larger hub checkpoints of McGrath and Unalakleet. They'll arrange for more frequent flights out of checkpoints, and veterinarians will also patrol dropped dog lots more frequently in the future. Drobny calls the changes positive, and Mark Nordman agrees.
You know, if you're not trying to improve, then you shouldn't hold a position in any venue that we deal with, you know, and I think that we see that our care of the dogs is improved, as far as not so much our care, but what we've learned from the dogs. It just continues. It's just an evolving process.
Nordman has been involved with the race in some capacity since 1983. In 30 years, he's never seen an incident like this.
It was the biggest hit I've ever had in all my involvement with Iditarod, whether I was racing the 5 times that I did. You know, it's something that once the events start, my position kind of oversees all things Iditarod, and it was a huge hit. A lot of emotions, for everybody that was involved, and it's still, you know, they're still feeling that.
Drobny acknowledges that her dog's death is likely one of the worst tragedies in the Iditarod's 41-year history. She says she and husband and fellow musher Cody Straith haven't decided if they'll enter another Iditarod.
We were saying that it might be nice next year for both of us to run the race together with Dorado's ashes and take him back out on the trail and go to those dog drops and to see those changes implemented would be kind of a cool thing for the two of us to do.
The ITC will continue to look into ways to further improve dog care. Further necropsy results for Dorado are due out within the next 30 days. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.